And we have a guest host today. Good morning to Jared Knight.
We're sharing a cup of coffee this morning with a couple of guests. First, Cindy Roller with the Cooper Review. Cindy, hello and welcome.
How are you doing today?
Very good. And Jim Beach with Cooper Lake State Park. Jim, how are you?
I'm doing just great, Jared. Thank you for having us.
Jim, we're so glad you made the trip over to the cafe, and wonder if you would share with us some of the things that are going on this summer. We know that you're utilizing KETR's events calendar a lot of times. You're sharing information about what's going on at the state park, but why don't we highlight some of those things? You've got some old programs and some new programs going on this summer.
We do. We have every weekend, specifically on Saturdays. Generally, we'll have two programs to offer, one in the morning time, one in the evening or afternoon. Sometimes that schedule will shift to an afternoon and a night program. For instance, our night sky program, where we're set up telescopes and let people take a look. And it's amazing how many people have never seen the surface of the moon. And so they'll have an opportunity to look at that. But we also do an afternoon program with night sky activities where the kids and adults get to kind of get a grasp of what moon phases are, what constellations are, and just a lot of the different dynamics in astronomy. And I'm by no means an expert. I appreciate the university having an astronomy department here.
Sure, sure.
And hopefully one of these days we'll have some cooperative efforts there. But anyway, it's just an exciting time to be able to have people come in, and they may want to learn to cook. They may want to learn how to start a campfire, in fact. A lot of people don't know how to do that. They put a big stick of wood in there and squirt a bunch of lighter fluid on it and then put a match to it.
That's not how you do it.
That's not how you do it.
There is don't use newspaper.
So anyway, what I do is learning how to build a campfire and light it with one match.
Uh-huh.
And then I also have another program that I do with the Boy Scouts, because we work with a lot of Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, Cub Scouts, 4-H, educational programs at the schools and so forth. But this one is geared towards lighting the campfire using flint and steel.
Mm-hmm.
So using primitive methods, different methods other than just matches. So that's kind of exciting, especially when the kids finally get up there and they can strike that and make a spark.
Survival skills.
Survival skills, right. Exactly.
A lot of boats on the lake lately.
There are quite a few. That's because the water level's back up.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, we were excited. This was back in April, I think the 25th. Mm-hmm. We had a big kids fish event out there that we do an annual kids fish derby. And that was the day that the lake reached its normal pool level. Mm-hmm. Was on the 25th of April. And it's been a long time since we've seen that. Since that time, it's fluctuated up above pool level. So even today, we're still 2.25 inches, 2.25 feet above normal pool level. So there's plenty of water out there. Our swim beaches are back open. There's a lot of camping going on. In fact, a lot of people have been getting back out. They must have had the itch.
So is the high water level affecting campsites around? You know, the flooding has affected a lot of lakes and a lot of parks recently.
It has, and there are some parks that are actually still closed. Lake Ray Roberts up north of Dallas is an example of that, is still closed because of high water. But as far as Cooper Lake is concerned, we're doing fine. The campsites are available. There's no restrictions there in regards to any water.
Well, we had a little bit at Doctor's Creek. Flooded a couple
shelters. You do
have
a little bit there, do you?
Yeah, but it's not too bad. So.
So when the lake level goes up, they get affected. They're a little bit lower, and the land is different. We're hilly, and they're flat. So it does have an effect on the...
It helps with the spillway, though. Boy, there's a lot of fishermen out there.
They sure are.
It sounds like you're extending an offer and a welcome to all those folks whose home lakes are flooded that they can come and visit.
Oh, they're doing it without the invitation, but yes, they are. Yes, they are all. Always welcome to come out. If your favorite lake was Ray Roberts, and right now you can't get in there, there's usually room over at Cooper Lake. Now, 4th of July weekend, you can call, but the Reserve Center, but more than likely, you're not going to find too many spots left.
Well, it's popular weekend, popular outing weekend.
It really will be.
Jim Beach with Cooper Lake State Park. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us, Jared.
Cindy, thanks a lot.
Thank you.